SF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bastian, and welcome to today's show. Well, this episode is going to be episode 7, which is called The Space Between Sounds. So, in previous episodes, we have explored how music changes through its genres, its cultures, its technology, and its experimentation. But today, I want to slow things down a little bit and look at another part of music, a different type of a broad genre of music that often gets unnoticed, which is space. So what do you think of that? So when we think about music, we usually focus on melodies, rhythms, or lyrics. But just as important are the moments between those sounds, are the silence, its atmosphere, and texture, all of the shapes that the way we experience a piece of music. So throughout this hour, we'll move through ambient music, minimalism, modern classical works, post-rock, field recordings, electroacoustic music, jazz, and experimental sounds in a more broader experimental contemporary approach. So instead of asking listeners to just focus on what's happening all the time, this episode invites you to notice what happens when music leaves the room to breathe. Well, let's get into it. We're going to have our first set of songs with us today. First one up is going to be Doubt by Claire Rousey, which is an ambient piece. Let's see how this sounds.
Thank you.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Doubt by Claire Rousey. That was an ambient piece. Next up, we're going to do something different, which is minimalism, from the song Suspension of Swallowed Earth by Carolis Coverdale. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Suspension of Swallowed Earth by Carolis Coverdale. Next up, for the last song of this set, we have a modern classical piece, which uses experimental influences. So, next up is The Laws of Nature by Andrew Staniland.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was The Laws of Nature by Andrew Staniland. So this first set was about slowing down and paying attention to the sounds itself. Unlike the other episodes, which focus more on the rhythm, the melody, and the harmony, this one is more focused on the experimentation of making that environment of sound. So the first one we played was Doubt by Claire Rousey, which is an ambient piece, and this one focuses on the space, more like layering the instruments, and the work that Claire did was very, very, very grand, very, very huge, and it's about trying to grab your attention from the way that pop music does. So instead of like doing the traditional sounds, it creates an environment that you can simply exist inside. The next one we played was a minimalist inspired piece, which takes on a similar approach. We played for you Suspension of Swallowed Earth by Carolus Coverdale, which focuses on building the music from small changes that gradually unfolds over time. So instead of making this a consistent introduction of new ideas, they often let familiar sounds evolve naturally. Now, the last piece you just heard now is a modern classical piece with a twist in it, which uses more experimentation and more of the electronic vibes, which it continues exploring these ideas by focusing more on this texture, as you've heard from like the last little bit, its movements, from having the different panning happens, the different layering of sounds, the arrangement of like the strings and the synths and stuff. And the space also is just as important as the melody itself. And that song was The Laws of Nature by Andrew Staniland. And together, these pieces reminds us that sometimes the quietest moments are the ones that leave the biggest impression. So, before we continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, now we're going on to our next set of songs, and it's going to be a little bit different than what we've heard in the first set, which is going to be more having a bit more traditional inspired influences while still focusing on it being experimental, contemporary, spatial music. So the first one we're going to do is a post-rock music genre, which is going to be on the song Consumed by Adonis O'Donis.
Surprise, I think it confused.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Consumed by Adonis O'Donis. So that was a post-rock piece that uses some experimental ambient influences. As you hear a lot of sounds that are like filling up the void and also filling up the space of the song rather than just having it just be with drums, guitar, vocals, and bass. It also adds additional sounds to make it feel like a really, really environmental type piece. So what we have next here is a cinematic soundtrack which uses some contemporary sounds, ambience, and a little bit of progressive rock in there. Where I'm going to play a view, The Storm by Crown Lands. Thank you. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Dawn by Crown Lands. Well, sorry for everyone that thought I was going to play The Storm. I put the wrong song in, but with this one has a very similar approach to what we were using, except for some of the little influences of the post of progressive rock. But with the sounds of the birds, the ambience, the field recordings, and having that like synthesizer create that large space, it also works just as well as The Storm by Crown Lands. Next up, we're going to do a drone type piece that's also going to have a bunch of choral music, which is Until We're All Are Free by Jessica Moss.
No one's free.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Until All Are Free by Jessica Moss. So this second set of songs explores how atmosphere can become the main focus of a piece of music. So we heard it's three different genres using that kind of influence. So the first one was post-rock, which is from the song Consumed by Odonis Odonis, which moves away from its traditional verse and chorus songwriting and also allows ideas to develop gradually through the dynamics and texture. After that, we listened to a cinematic music, which uses that ambient drone-like piece, which was from the song Dawn by Crown Lands. And this creates like this emotional space, and it feels much larger than the individual notes that were being played. And then the last one was a combo of drone music and choral music from the song Until All Are Free by Jessica Moss, which encourages listeners to focus on the sustained sounds and the little changes that happen over time. Instead of filling this every moment with the activity, these genres remind us that music can be just as powerful when it gives us time to listen. And right now we have a quick public service announcement I'm going to play for you today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
This is Free Voices at CGSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling, and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, now we're going to do our third set of songs. Set list that is going to be with different subgenres of what we're focusing on in this episode about space and experimentalism and ambience. So right now we're going to do a Tokyo-based artist that is going to be using from his album Place, which focuses on like sound design and field recordings. This artist I'm talking about is Ruko, and I'm going to be playing his piece High Power.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard High Power by Rukul. So this is a Tokyo-based artist, and this is from his album, which is called Place. And his work centers on atmosphere and small details of sound, and using field recording, synthesizers, and piano to make soundscapes. And that's a really interesting way to combine these to showcase the different types of ways music can be played, not just from a traditional setting. And what now, we're going to show a little bit of a different turn with this next song. It's going to be an electroacoustic piece, which is going to be Sonar by Gorpo Pop. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Sonar by Gorpopop. Next up is going to be an experimental electronic piece that focuses less on the rhythm and more on that feeling of environment. Next up I'm going to play is Gratitude by William Carnes Choices. Listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Gratitude by William Carnes Choices. So, this section that we've looked at focuses on how the artists can blur the line between these everyday sounds and the music. And we had different genres that we were playing here. The first one up was Field Recordings, which we had from the Tokyo artist Ruko on the song High Power, which looks on how artists can use real environments to a composition and allows the ordinary sounds to become part of a listening experience. And then after that, we heard an electroacoustic music, which builds on the idea even more by combining recorded sounds with electronic processing and creates these pieces that exist somewhere between performances, compositions, and sound design. And it's with the rhythmic feel to it. And then this one uses experimental electronic music with a bit of jazz twist, which continues pushing these boundaries by creating any sound as musical material, whether it comes from an instrument, a recording, or something entirely unexpected. And all these change the way we think about listening and has us encouraged to hear the familiar sounds in new ways. And now we're going to have a quick public service announcement.
Looking for work that fits your schedule and can help make a difference in your community? Statistics Canada is hiring approximately 32,000 people across Canada for the 2026 census. Census jobs offer competitive pay, flexible hours, valuable experience, and the chance to help collect data that shape programs and services in your community. Apply today at census.gc.ca/jobs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Hi, we are Yars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, now to close off today's show, we're going to play for you a slow jazz contemporary piece, which is with the piece Boy by Will Rosner. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Boy by Will Rosner. So throughout this episode, we have explored how music asks us listeners to listen a little bit differently to the pieces we hear. So instead of relying on the fast rhythms or familiar song structures with the forms, verse, chorus, these artists create something meaningful through the atmosphere, its texture, its silence, and its space. So whether you're going through ambient music, field recordings, contemporary classical works, or experimental sound, each piece reminds us that music isn't only about the notes we hear, it's also about the spaces between them. And sometimes the most memorable part of a piece isn't the loudest moment, but it's on the quieter ones that gives everything else room to breathe. So, before we continue, we're going to listen to one more piece before the show ends. And we're going to do for you a special one, which is going to be from the French artist Julian Claus on his piece 3116, which is going to be more abstract sounds. It's a good way to end off the show. And as I say, this is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and have a great day. And right now you're listening to 3116 by Julian Claus.